الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. This very beautiful, like every poem of our shaykhs, and is such a great message. May Allah make us realize and give us one aota, one bit of what Hazrat has explained in this poem. Khak samjata jisse lali badakhsha nikla. That person who I thought was just some ash. In other words, he was sand, he was valueless. I took him just like an ordinary human being. But when I came to know who he was, I saw he came out to be laal badakhsha. Laal is a pearl, a special type of a jewel, a pearl. Badakhsha is a place in Afghanistan till today which is famous for the pearls and the jewels which come from there. So who I thought was just some sand, was just some dust, was ash, I saw he was a very valuable pearl actually. He was a great diamond actually. I realized that he wasn't just ordinary a human being, like we all are made and we think all are the same, but when we come to know somebody, then we come to know that this person is actually a diamond. He is not just an ordinary person. Jo teri bazme muhabbat se gureza nikla. That person who has a don't care attitude from the gatherings of your love. The gatherings of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is, you have a gathering of knowledge, you have a gathering of zikr also, but a gathering where the love of Allah is discussed. And that is the bazme awliya. Those who are immersed in the love of Allah, and they speak of the love of Allah, in which Hazrat, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, has got a very distinguished position in the love of Allah Ta'ala. But those people who say, what are we going to get there? What are we going to benefit from there? Those people who don't go to such gatherings, or who go just for the sake of going, but their hearts haven't been opened to the love of Allah Ta'ala, jis taraf nikla, wa hayran o parishan nikla. Wherever that person goes, he goes in a confused state. His mind is always confused. He goes in a depressed state. He finds problems everywhere. A person who keeps away from the love of Allah, and therefore he keeps away from the lovers of Allah, that person, he will always have problems in his life. Every step you see that he's got problems, he hasn't got that solace of the heart, that contentment of the heart. Dil diya ghair ko jisne bhi wo nada nikla. And this, what was this? That actually he gave his heart. You have to give your heart somewhere. This person didn't give his heart to Allah. He gave his heart to his business. He gave his heart to his sins. He gave his heart to this worldly life, the enjoyments, temptations of this dunya, whatever it is. That person, what we will realize, that he came out to be nadan, that immature. He didn't realize what was my actual object in life. He didn't realize what I actually had to achieve. Kyunki wo jaan chaman khar bayaban nikla. Because that person has come out from a beautiful garden. But what did he cause in that garden? He was a thorn. And not a thorn in a garden also, but a thorn in the desert. A thorn in the garden is also unfortunate, but it's a thorn. But a thorn in a desert is even worse. That person who didn't have the love of Allah, so he kept away and he didn't go to the gatherings of the love of Allah Ta'ala and of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, that person actually, he found out that I'm very immature, that I'm actually just a thorn in a desert. Sari dunya ki khirat aayi fida hone ko. And all the brains of the world, actually brains, they are not such a people of brains. They don't get involved in matters of love. They looking at other things, whether it's money, whether it's politics or something. But actually all the brains also have come to be sacrificed, to give themselves. Jab kabhi josh juno cha gariba nikla. But when will those brains also realize? Otherwise, brains only thinks of figures, thinks of philosophical subjects and topics and all that. But when there is somebody who comes out who is drowned in the love of Allah Ta'ala, josh-e-junoo, and in the madness of the love of Allah, so much so, cha ke gariba, that he did not even fasten his buttons, his collar, his kurta is also lying open. In other words, he's not worried about himself in the deep love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is for this reason that the kuffar of Makkah, a person like Abu Jahl, that was his title it became, but first his name was Abu al-Hikam, father of wisdom, he had so much knowledge, but he couldn't see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his true colors. And what should they say? That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is majnoon, a'uzu billah, is a mad person. And there is a reason why they said that. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mad, mad in the love of Allah. That he, today also, when a person is talking about deen, about akhirat, about qabr, people say, leave him, he's a mad person. He doesn't know what's happening in the world. When you rub shoulders with people in the matters of the world, you use their language and you live like them and all the modern, the dunya's way, the western way, then he's something. He's an intelligent person. But if a person who keeps away, shuns all that, very simple life, his business dealings also, he doesn't do anyone down, he's clean in his business, he's not so much greedy for dunya also, people think, oh, just leave him, he's a mad person. So when a mad person like that comes, a mad in the love of Allah Ta'ala, and this person is the one who has actually got the greatest brains, but the people who think they got brains, they say he hasn't got brains. And they think, they regard him as stupid and they regard him as backwards. So when such a person comes out, all the people with brains also, they also say, this is now somebody, those who have genuine brains. But those whose brains, like the Quran Sharif says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, they know the things of this dunya, and they think they're very clever. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But with regard to the matters of akhirah, totally unmindful. They don't know anything. So what are brains? A person who is in a transit lounge in an airport, and he starts beautifying and making up that airport and that transit lounge very beautiful. Has he got brains? Or the person who prepares for his journey in front? Who has got brains? The person who prepares for his front journey. So the person who prepares for akhirat, the person who looks for Allah, finds Allah, gets drowned in the love of Allah, that person has got brains. Not the person who gets involved in mud and mortar and sand and stone, building of buildings, and all this dunya flying like a fly in the air all the time. That person, that is not brains. Brains are those people who find akhirah, who find Allah, and who endeavor in that field. Dard milta hai tere dard ke bimaro se. And this love of Allah, where will you find it? Not in sand and stone. You will find this love of Allah by those people who have got the love of Allah. That is where you will find it. You won't find it in kitabs also. You won't find it in lectures also. But those people who have the love of Allah, that will rub off and it will come on to the next person. And when a person finds that from somebody who is a buzurg, who is a sheikh pir sari jahan se bhi meherban nikla, then you realize the person who has done the greatest favors to me in my life, who has been the great, so the most kind, and who has showered the greatest of honor upon me, is really my sheikh. He is the one. From our parents we came into existence. From our ustads we learned to read Quran and hadith. From Darul Ulooms we learned the meaning. But the love of Allah, that will come from the mashayikh. That will come from the sohbat of the ahlullah. That is where a person will find the love of Allah. And that is the greatest thing, when a person finds the marifat and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Naare shahwat mein nazar aaye andhere dil ko. When a person is overcome with his lust, sometimes the lust and desire of a person overcomes him. But then there is darkness in his heart. And that is why that shahwat, this love, this lust, and just for wanting to fulfill base desires, when that comes, it makes the brain, it makes the heart dark, and it is because the heart was dark. That is why this lust has overcome that person. Noor e taqwa dil mu'min mein darakhsha nikla. But the noor of taqwa, taqwa, to abstain from sin. And it isn't just that you have abstained from sin. Clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif that when a person sees some beautiful woman who he is not allowed to look at and he does not look, Allah Ta'ala gives him halawate iman, gives him noor in his heart, sweetness in his heart, Allah blesses. So it's not only you saved yourself from sin, but in return, Allah Ta'ala will bless you with that noor. And when that will come in, so taqwa will bring noor in the heart of a mu'min. So that heart won't be dark. And lust won't overtake that person. He won't go into sin. He will control himself when a person exercises taqwa all the time. And then noor comes in his heart, so then the darkness won't overcome him. He won't think just of evil and planning of doing wrong and evil all the time. Baad muddat ki hui ahli muhabbat ki shana. And when a person carries on in this way, then after muddat, after some time, now he will start recognizing the ahli muhabbat. Who are the people who have got the love of Allah Ta'ala? One is a person just makes bayan, very good bayan. One is a person makes lot of ibadat also. But after some time, then a person realizes who is blessed with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Khaak samjata jisse la le badakhsha nikla. Then we realize this person, we thought he was just some sand, ashes, he was just dust. But actually he came out to be Lali Badakhsha, the most valuable pearl and diamond he came out. The one who has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this love comes from Noor et Taqwa. When a person abstains from sin, his desires, even his thoughts and all this, Allah reward our shaykh tremendously. Hazrat explains many times, people who write to Hazrat that I get lot of thoughts of temptation. Wasawis, and almost every person who gets that feels that I am nothing, I am useless, I am the worst person. Hazrat says, they are not at all. Those things are actually the very fuel for the love of Allah. Because a person who doesn't have desire, your car that hasn't got engine, or it hasn't got wheels, and you say, my car never makes an accident, and my car, I never get a speeding fine. What speeding fine you will get? There is no achievement, your car can't even move. But when your car can move, and it moves at a high speed, it's got great power, and then you don't get a speeding fine. Then you don't make an accident. That is an achievement. So there's desires, and what are desires? They come naturally. All thoughts of other women, of committing sin, of all types of things, that is not guna whatsoever. That thoughts are the fuel. The fuel is not guna. When you use the fuel in the wrong way, then it's guna. And that same fuel, you use it in the right way, it's very good. So the thoughts that come, bad thoughts, are not harmful at all. So what a person, when the thoughts come, don't act upon them. And the more a person gets thoughts, that means his car got more power. So then your brakes also have to be much more powerful. You need power brakes also, so that you can control those thoughts. And when that happens, the noor of taqwa comes in the heart of that person. That person then gets the marifat of Allah. And Allah opens to him such knowledge that he himself also didn't know. What uloom and ma'arif Allah Ta'ala opens upon that person. All this is that when a person, when the bad desires and thoughts come, and he doesn't commit any sin. That is all. In Ramzan Sharif, we even not only thoughts, we talk also. If I had a whole liter of water, I should have drunk it in one gulp. But that doesn't break your roza. If you take one drop of water, that will break your roza. But if you don't take even one, you're thinking of drinking the whole river of the water. And you say also, I'll drink this whole river, I'll finish it up, I'm so thirsty. But that doesn't break your roza. Yes, when you take one drop, it will break your roza. So the desires which many people who don't have ta'alluq with mashayikh, or they don't speak about the inside bimaris that we have got this problem, they are always confused with this. But when we come in contact with Ahlullah, with mashayikh, we come to realize this is nothing to worry, this is actually the fuel. But just use your fuel properly. You fill your tank, you got 100 liter tank, you filled it with petrol, with the very best, very good petrol, Now just use it in the right direction. Don't go and use it in the wrong way. That's all. And without fuel, and then you say, I'm a great muttaqi. You can't do anything. You say, I never got a traffic fine. I never, anything I didn't get. How can you? And you haven't got fuel also in your car. Your car is not going to move. So you need the fuel. But then use it in the right way. زاید خوش جو تھا پیر مغا کی صدقے. A person who was zahid khush. Zahid means a person who abstains from this dunya, who has got nothing to do with dunya, no love of dunya, he has got no fashion in him, he is nothing fancy, frills, all these things, nothing with those things. But he is khush. He is a zahid, but he is a dry zahid. And like a branch that is dry, it breaks very quick also. And nobody likes a dry branch also. When a branch is green and it is soft, the person's desire goes towards that. So a person without love of Allah, he might be staying away from dunya, whole night making ibadat, but his face is pulled up always, never even a smile on his face. Never, he doesn't talk also with anyone. That is a dry person. And a person who is wet, a person who has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat, how many people also who write to Hazrat that nowadays, Alhamdulillah, I'm making so lot of ibadat, I'm so busy, I've got no time, I haven't even got time for my wife, for the children, I'm just making my zikr, finishing my tasbihat. Hazrat warns those people, make your zikr less, but have time for your family. And what we'll think, this person is so pious that he hardly has got time to speak to his family. All the time he's just making ibadah, zikr all the time. He's a very pious person. That is a zaid, a khushk. But a person who is a Sufi, a tar, who knows the rights of all other people also, speaks to other people, smiles with people to make them happy. How are you? From where have you come? Though he hasn't got anything to do with that, but just to make the person happy, to feel him wanted, you speak to the person, that is a Sufi attar. That is what must be. So by Pire Mugha ke Sadqe, by a Shaykh who is a Kamil Shaykh, who is a Shaykh in the true sense, that Zahid Khushk, he'll make him also. Hamil Dirdua Ghair se Nala Nikla. He has got now love in his heart for Allah Ta'ala, for the creation of Allah. Though he has got nothing to do with the creation. His heart is not in those people. But now he's got a good, nice character. A very person that you feel like sitting with, you talk with him. You feel like being in his company now. Otherwise you just say, oh, leave him alone. He's in the heavens all the time. I've got nothing to do with him. That is not how a person should live. He should live such a way that everyone, little children should come and meet with Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A woman also should stop Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the way and ask him a masala. He's so open Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, with all the rules of parda on their place. This is how a person should be. Hai, us qatre darya muhabbat ka athar. What to say of that Shaykh who has got that quality of one drop of his, the effect of one drop of his teachings, of his tarbiyat, jisko samjha tha ki qatra hai, wo tufaan nikla. Who we thought is just one drop, that this person is alright, he's a pious, he's Shaykh. But when you came to know him, you found he was a storm. He wasn't just a drop, he was a whole big storm. How much he had in him, the love of Allah, that not only for him, it overflowed and it went to other people also. Other people also learned the love of Allah Ta'ala. Khar samjata jisse ehle jahan akhtar. Oh Akhtar, Hazrat addresses himself, the people of the world who they thought was a thorn, daamane faqar mein uski hi gulistan nikla. In his lap of faqar, that is a very simple, humble life that he led. His life was so simple, but what came out there, we saw there was a whole beautiful garden in there. We thought it was a desert. We thought he was a poor person. That what did he have? But then we realized that not only has he got the love of Allah, he teaches the love of Allah Ta'ala also. So in this, Hazrat has taught us one great thing, that we should try and acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala. And a person, what the greatest ni'mat of Jannah, will be when people will see Allah Ta'ala. And what is the seeing? Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, I never saw a person more handsome, more noor on the face of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Jahl saw Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the uncle of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bilal was a person from Abyssinia. He was not even an Arab. And Abu Jahl, the uncle of Huzur, he should say the worst face, na'uzubillah, the face of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it depends on your eyes how you see. Now that is what will count. On the day of Qiyamah, the sinners will also see Allah, but they will see Allah in a very angry state. And the lovers of Allah will see Allah, the same Allah, but they'll see Allah with love. And they'll see a very loving and a very forgiving and a very kind Allah Ta'ala. So what we have developed, if we have developed the love of Allah, yeah, in this dunya, akhirat is not the place of amal, then we'll see the love of Allah. And the greatest ni'mat will be to see Allah in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Not when Allah is angry and Allah is cross and upset. And in this dunya also, the mother, she's got her 5-6 children, but the child she's upset with, the child also doesn't want to come near the mother. The child also is frightened, keeps away. And the child with whom the mother is pleased, she, in that angry state, she's playing around with the mother, going in the lap of the mother, playing with the mother, her hair, pulling at her. In that angry state, she knows that mother, the love is there for that child. And the other child, in that same state, is far away. When Shaitan refused to make sajda, and how angry Allah was upon him, but with the malaika, how pleased Allah was at that same. So in Jannah, this will be the case, and this is the place to find the love of Allah. And that is the greatest thing what a person, and this love of Allah is practically the only thing that will in perfection keep a person away from sin. Because in the love of Allah, a person will give up all sin. Today we find in the ummah, very sadly, how many who are munafiqs, who are sellouts. They sell out to the imperialists, to the western powers, etc. Just because of gaining some money. It's all lack of love. Where there is love, you'll never become a traitor. And this sinning is the work of a traitor. In a very small fraction, but it is the work of a traitor. A loyal person won't commit a sin. A loyal person will be loyal at all time. And a person who has the love of Allah, for him to keep away from sin is not difficult. Because in the love of Allah, that you don't commit a sin, it's not even really mujahada. It's just a natural thing. It's impossible. You can't conceive that you must commit a sin. So to develop the love of Allah is the first priority in a person's life. And a person who is blessed with this love of Allah, every ibadah, tahajjud, how easy it becomes. Rozas, how easy. Zikr becomes not only easy, how enjoyable. One person wrote to Hazrat and said that I make zikr, now pabandi at least. Hazrat said that's not enough. You should get enjoyment in your zikr. Taking the name of your beloved, what a beautiful poem Hazrat says. Lutfe zikr, Allah, Allah. Kya lutfe zikr, Allah, Allah. What enjoyment there is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and in munajat, in making du'as to Allah Ta'ala. What enjoyment there is to beg from Allah Ta'ala. How when a child wants something, it begs from its mother, it goes this way, that way, the mother shouts the child, comes again and begs again. How it enjoys begging from the mother what it wants. Like that, when a person gets that enjoyment from begging from Allah, then du'as, you don't want to finish your du'as. You want to carry on and on. Your zikr, you become sad, my zikr is finished now. Then you ask permission, I want to make more zikr also. And that enjoyment. So this all mawquf, dependent on the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the love of Allah comes from the lovers of Allah. Ye seena basina, ye aag lagti nahi, ye aag lagai jati hai. This fire doesn't just start on its own, it catches on from another fire. So a person who has got a fire of the love of Allah, mix with that person, in your heart also the love of Allah Ta'ala will come. May, and alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with such a share Whoever has the opportunity, can spend even 3 days, a week, 10 days, a chilla by Hazrat, and get from that fire of the love of Allah, which is burning in the heart of Hazrat. And this is my opinion, but in the world, I haven't seen a person, and that's not only my opinion, how many other people who are not even bayat with Hazrat, they say, we haven't seen a person blessed with the love of Allah as what Hazrat is blessed with. So we should try and acquire this and get that love of Allah, even if we just get one little flame. And fire is such a thing, it never remains a small fire. Where the minute some wind blows, the minute there is some more fuel, how it just blows up and it becomes a huge fire. So if Allah makes us also a fire from which we can also light the fire of the love of Allah in other people, what a great gift it will be from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We were reading in this kitab of the sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in here, Islami Nizam-e-Taharat or European Muashara, Islam system of purity and cleanliness, and compared to the people of the West. But in this zamana, they are the people, think they are enlightened, they are the advanced people, they are the people who have gone forward, so he's comparing them. We read last week that all cultures and all nations and religions also, everyone speaks about cleanliness. There isn't a person in the world who lacks dirtiness. But the details which Islam has given, nobody can compare with that. So much so that the mushrikeen of Makkah, they should in fact find this to be a taunting point with regard to Islam. And they should say, what kind of a Nabi have you got that he even teaches you how to urinate and cleanse yourself? So much detail Islam is given about the taharat and paki. Very sadly, people who regard themselves advanced in the ummah, they say that the Maulvis are still just talking about istinja, when the people have reached the moon already. So a person who hasn't done his ABC, what is the use? He has reached Z already. But if he hasn't done his ABC, the basics, cleanliness, purity, the world accepts cleanliness and purity is the most important thing. And only Islam is taught in this detail about cleanliness. دورِ حاضر کے متمدن اقوام میں رفع حاجت کے بعد کاغذ کپرا وغیرہ سے صفائی کی جاتی ہے. He compares in our times two cultures. One is what we call this advanced culture, which we call nowadays the Western culture, the Western advanced country, first world countries. And he compares that to third world countries, backward countries. People who we say are very backward, not necessarily Islamic, but backward countries. This too he's comparing. So in the Western countries, the cultured countries, to cleanse oneself, what is used? Paper is used, some tissues are used, etc. And that is really polishing oneself. It's not cleansing oneself, it is polishing oneself with that filth and dirt. And that is what is advancement. That is what is culture, and that is what is progress, which unfortunately, how many of us also accept these are very advanced nations and very progressive nations who polish themselves with filth and dirt. Even if they urinate, after that they don't use any tissue paper also. And even if the drops of urine do come, their clothes are filled with dirt and filth, but we regard them as clean people. And their creams, and how their bathrooms are, we got those things in our bathrooms. What they got on their shelves, all types of things, scents and bottles and whatever, to recognize. And Indian, it is said, you see that when he visited a hotel, that hotel, all things will be in his bathroom there. That is how you recognize an Indian who's an Indian. So anyway, so all those things, we regard that as achievement, that we have now progressed when we got all those things. And they got all that fancy things there, some stones in a bottle, just all fancy things, different colors. We also have got all that. So not only in our mind, but practically we're following them also. As much as we talk bad about them, but we are doing it all ourselves also. بعض دفعہ پانی بھی استعمال کیا جاتا ہے. Sometimes even this Western people, they got a bidat and they use water also. Sometimes, some of them, not always and not all, very little, sometimes they use water also. Or غير متمدن اقوام میں, and people who are regarded as third world countries, not only Muslims, any, the third world country, poor countries, these people, they use dhele, they use the mud, clod of mud, they use sand, etc., پتھر وغیرہ, they use some stone, یا پانی سے کام لیا جاتا ہے, or they use water. Even the Japanese, they also use water. They're not Muslims, moreover, but they also Eastern countries. So these, so two, he's comparing two cultures. لیکن اس میں اس غرض کے لیے پانی کا استعمال ضروری قرار دے کر اتنی مفید ہدایت دی گئی ہے. But in these matters, Islam is that religion that has stressed on the use of water. Not only because it's practical, but it is an actual rule, not only because it's practical, it has regarded it as very necessary and given details also how to make istinja. When a person uses a clod of mud before using water, the kitabs of fiqh in taharat and istinja, it has come that from which direction you should start also, from the front to the back, and then the back to the front, all these details have been given. So much of details have been given in making istibara, to see that the last drop of urine comes out. Kitabs of fiqh are filled with all this. How much detail only Islam has given this. Hidayat di gayi hai ke unka kisi aur qaum mein mutamaddin ho ya ghair mutamaddin, naam aur nishan nazar nahi aata. That these details, you don't find it in any other religion, culture, community, whether they are first world countries or third world countries. Yeah, now the Islamic perspective he brings out, it's only Islam that has given this details of cleanliness. And a religion that is founded on cleanliness, outward cleanliness, how much of cleanliness of the heart and mind won't there be? And other cultures, nations that are, whose bases are dirt and filth, who polish themselves with stool, urine drops are filled on their body and in their trousers and in their panties, what cleanliness can there be in such nations? اور ایک عقلمند انسان اپنے قوم اور ملی تعصبات سے بالا ہو کر اس امر سے انکار نہیں کر سکتا. And any person of the world who can come above their loyalty to his culture and to his community and his religion, not just because I'm a Muslim or I'm a Christian or I'm a Jew, because of that I have to support, but who can come above that and look at cleanliness and the rules of cleanliness, whoever it can be in the world, ہو کر اس امر سے انکار نہیں کر سکتا کہ جب تک کوئی حکیم و علیم ہستی رہنمائی نہ کر رہی ہو, کوئی انسان اس قسم کی پر حکمت اور نوع انسان کے لیے نہایت ہی مفید باتیں بتا نہیں سکتا. Every person will have to admit that these laws of cleanliness can never be given by a human being. It is somebody who is alim and khabir, who has got the complete knowledge and who is perfectly informed of everything. Only he could give this rules, which is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who gave it through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, you can have the greatest political leader, a greatest philosopher, greatest medical man, whoever it can be, but to give these details of cleanliness, nobody else can give this besides he who is the maker of man and the creator of man, and that is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This every person will have to admit. فراغت کے بعد بہترین طریق صفا یہ ہے کہ استنجا کے لیے صرف بایاں ہاتھ کام میں لایا جائے. When a person has relieved himself, then the best way of cleanliness again from another perspective is only to use the left hand. And this, as we had explained, that even rays come out from one's body parts. From the right side, positive. From the left, negative. So for dirty work, you must use the left, the negative ones. So this also, who could have thought of this? Who could have had this knowledge 1400 years ago? And taught us that when you make istinja, use your left hand. Who could have taught us this? None other, but it was through the guidance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And no other religion, community or culture can even today, with all the advancement, no scientist or medical man can say, or many people who are worried of cleanliness, that for istinja use your left hand. They won't. And today, what is their culture? For eating, you'll see very, very commonly, 99% they use their left hand. when they will drink water, anything, the left hand. They are completely opposed. So how they make istinja, we don't go and check in the toilets. We perhaps for that also, even the tissue paper, they might be using their right hand. When they're doing everything upside down, there we don't know, but perhaps they're doing the wrong thing there also. قدرت نے خود ہی ہاتھوں میں تقسیم کار کر دی ہے. And Allah Ta'ala Himself has given us, in almost everything where Allah has made us different, Allah gave us different duties. The man's duty is different, the woman's duty is different. The boss's duty is different, the worker's duty is different. Everyone has got their perspective. وَآتِ كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. Quran Sharif says, give every person of who has got his right, give him his right, what belongs to him. So every person, so much so that the parts of the body also, the right hand, Allah fixed the right hand and what work the right hand has to do. The left hand and what work the left hand. And whenever this balance is upset, that is where there are problems in life. Where husband and wife, the husband plays the wife's role, or the wife plays the husband's role, there are problems there. If the boss plays the worker's role, the worker plays, he becomes the boss. There is problems in that, and many places, the boss have to ask, who is the, are you the boss? Eh? Where the worker starts playing the boss's role. So what happens there? The balance is upset. And wherever the balance is upset, there are problems. So the right hand and the left hand, wherever this balance is also upset, there will be problems in a person's life. Then we say it easily, the best scapegoat says jadu that's happening. We are doing the wrong things. But blame it on jadu is the easiest. If you blame somebody else, they'll come fight with you. Just say it's jadu. Nobody is going to fight with you. And that is the easy way to get out of things. You are driving, you don't pay attention, you made an accident, jadu. Don't blame yourself that I was negligent, I didn't observe the rules or something. Just put it, somebody made jadu. You don't observe rules of health. You become sick, you got this problem, that problem. Put it on jadu, is easy. That jadu did this. Don't, why you want to blame you? That you eating too much chocolates, you eating too much sweets, your diet is wrong. So don't blame that. Carry on with your bad habit and put all the blame on jadu. That this problem I got is the easiest. So just put it on jadu. But the truth is, we are to blame. We fix ourselves up, and yeah, as far as this is concerned, just imagine, Islam is taught, make istinja with the left hand. Har insan ka dahna, istithnai surte chhod kar, har insan ka dahna haath, baayin ki nisbat ziyada mazboot aur taqatwar hota hai. Excluding exceptions. There are some people who are lefties, their left hand, they are more stronger. These are very few, they are exceptions. Excluding the exceptions, generally all people's right hand is more powerful and more stronger. Aksar hayawan bhi pehle apna dahna paav hi uthate hai. Even animals, their right side is more stronger. And they will first do everything from their right leg, the left side, the right side. Mathalan ghora, isi liye arbi mein usse yameen ya barkat wala haad kaha gaya. In Arabic, the horse also is called yameen, and yameen, one meaning of it is barkat also, because the horse also starts everything from the right side. When it will take its leg front, the right leg will go front. Isi qudrati taqseem ke mutabik, khane peene mein dahna. It is for this that Allah has given the strength more to the right, and Allah divided this, that the right side must be used for good things, for your eating, etc. So use your right hand when you are eating. When you're drinking water, use your right hand. For if we understand this point, now we won't have a problem that when eating, I must drink with the left hand. Take the glass in my left hand. When we understand this now, then it is just, you can't use your left hand for drinking water. Then you won't worry of the glass becoming dirty or whatever other arguments you might have. You'll use your right hand. And so much so, when one person was eating with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he ate with his left hand, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, and this is Amr bil Ma'ruf, on the spot told him, eat with your right hand. He said, I can't, or I won't. Meant I won't, I don't, I can't. In other words, I don't want to. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, what will be the result of that person? So, and Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was aware what the value of the right hand is, the value of the left hand. اور طہارت اور صفائی میں بایاں ہاتھ کام میں لانے کی اسلام میں ہدایت ہے. اینڈ فار کلیننگ ون سیلف وچ از اے ڈرٹی جاب وین اے پرسن از ڈرٹی سو یو ہیو ٹو کلین سو اسلام از کیپٹ دا لیفٹ ہینڈ فرام ہیئر آلسو سی دیٹ واز اے جاب وچ واز نیسری ویدر یو دا گریٹسٹ ولی اور نبی ویدر یو ار گریٹسٹ کنگ اور پریزیڈنٹ اور پرائم منسٹر یو ہیو ٹو کلین یور سیلف. So for that also Allah Ta'ala made it possible. And Allah specified also what you must clean, how you must clean yourself. There couldn't be a more complete al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. There couldn't be a more perfect, a more beautiful deen than the deen of Islam. If only, what a pity we don't appreciate it. And the West, that we give preference to that, their lifestyle, their toilets are in our homes, our bathrooms are like theirs. If they have got a mat in the bathroom, we also have to have it. Even if we slip on it and break our backs and necks, but we have to have it. If they got plastic flowers in their toilet, we also have to put it. What the plastic flowers are doing there, that only whoever knows will know. But if they got it, we also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that like a snake will go to its hole. Like that, every person will go back to its originality. And this ummah also, how the West were going, what they doing, the Jews and Christians, we will follow them just like that also. Unfortunately, we see we've got the most perfect deen, the most perfect Nabi, and Allah, the most perfect recognition of Allah has been given in Islam. All that we have got, but very, very sadly, we still follow their ways, and we cherish their ways, and we love their ways. Only difference is, we speak against them, but we do everything what they do, and we got everything what they got, and we praise Islam. And like I'm praising Islam, but Islamic life we haven't got. And we speak against the ways of the West, but all their things we have got. This is what is this called? Munafaqat. May Allah save us from this and make us sincere and genuine Muslims. And as we speak, bring that into our lives also. What we know what is right, let us not be overpowered by majority and by environment. What is? حضرت مفتی شفیع صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ سیز ہم زمانے سے نہیں زمانہ ہمارا کیا بگاڑ سکتے ہیں مور لیس دا ورڈز آر ہم زمانے سے نہیں واٹ کین دا ٹائم وی سی ٹائمز آر لائک دس دیٹ واٹ آر دا ٹائمز کان انفلوئنس اس کان اوور پاورز دا ٹائم ہم زمانے سے وی آر ناٹ بیکاز آف دا ٹائم زمانے ہم سے ہے دا ٹائمز آر واٹ وی آر وی ہیو ٹو سیٹ دا ٹرینڈ. So may Allah Ta'ala give us this tawfiq. And today we are so weak in it. See how many countries who gained independence. South Africa in 94. It was a new government. But we couldn't flood the country and flood the market with Islamic values. So all others are making full effort to flood the whole country with all types of things. If they want more wages, then they give them toy. And the toying, they don't get any money. That still the Western powers are getting. Now they're getting 200-300 rand month wages extra. But now more cell phone they're going to use. Now more income tax they're going to pay. Now more pension fund now they're going to pay. Now more for their burial, for that they're going to pay on that now. Now more lotto they're going to buy. Where is all the money going? What are they like? More fashionable clothes, furniture, how it's advertised today. And clothing. How people are dying, and today hairstyles, every fine thing. Then pedicure, manicure, how a woman is worried about her nails, and how she's spending money on what things. Now suddenly vitamins, you have to have vitamins. All the time we don't realize how they are taking out our money from us. You want more money, we'll give you more money and we'll collect it again. In a nice sophisticated way, we'll collect it again. How unfortunately this is. But we couldn't flood the market with Islamic values. We don't even think we can. Our thoughts don't also go. Whereas the Sahaba flooded the world with Islamic values. When they were so convinced of it, they flooded the world with Islamic values. And they changed the picture of the world in a very short while. And you don't need a whole nation for this. You need a few people. There were 313 Ashabi Badriyin. If today Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this whole big majma in the ijtima, I want 313 people with qualities. Today we don't work on the qualities. We are more worried of quantity. Today if we can work, one person can have this fire in one person, he will light many fires. But he let you first have the fire yourself. Have that qualities in you. Then you'll see how you can light the world and bring Islamic qualities in the world. And this was, it's not something impossible. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it under much more harder conditions than our times. At that time there wasn't even all this, there weren't kitabs written like this. What was there? But they had it in their heart, it spread in the world. Today we want to use TV, internet, all types of means which are available within the limits of Shariat, no problem with that. But unfortunately we can't even convince ourselves. Forget convincing the next person, we can't convince ourselves too. May Allah bless us with these realities. Here again, Hazrat's great kitab, in Hazrat has explained some very, very valuable educational points here. This one, Hazrat says that, last week we did about talween. A person has different conditions. That is not bad, as long as it's going from good to better, from bad to good. But when it goes from good to worse, that is bad. So to istiqamah, normally we all understand, you must just remain firm on one thing. No, if you change, but you change for the good, no problem with that. Yeah, Hadrat explains another very important point. إِذَا سَلَّمَ الْمُتَلَاقِيَانِ دَفْعَةً وَاحِدَةً. It happens many times, you meet one another, and you also made salam, that person also made salam at the same time. What is the ruling here now? That you also made salam, that person also made salam. يَجِبُ عَلَى كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ أَن يَرُدَّ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ. It is compulsory, wajib to give jawab for both of them. Many times it happens, you just meet, you just came across one another, assalamu alaikum. You also same time, assalamu alaikum. Both have to say now, wa alaikum assalam. Usually we just made both salam and we leave it at that. We made our salam, he also made salam. No, it is wajib that when you both have to say wa alaykum assalam also to one another. Another point of a great educational benefit, jab koi namaz baith kar padhe to ruku mein kitna jhukna chahe. There is also a thing which commonly good learned people also in this, that when we sit and make namaz, nafil namaz, or a person is a mazur, he makes his faraz namaz also sitting, or he is a not mazur, nafil namaz, though you get half sawab, but you are permitted to sit and make that namaz. Now for ruku, how much must you bend? Once Hazrat asked me just offhand on in his room, and I replied, and I said that إِذَا حَتَّى يُحَاذِيَ صَدْرَهُ رُكْبَتَيْهِ, until his chest comes in line with his knees. Hazrat shouted me immediately, he said, kaha sadrahu jabhatuhu, until his forehead comes in line with his knees. So that is how much a person must bend. Is masala ko na janne ke sabab aksar log bil khusus sahib tund bila wajah mashaqqat uthate. Not knowing this masala, most of the people, and especially people whose stomachs have come out, they put themselves in great difficulty. Now what is it? Or bahut zyada jhukte hai, and they bend plenty, too much, over the limit, when they are making ruku in a sitting position. Ke pet dabne lagta hai, that the stomach also gets pressed now. Aur baze to surin bhi uthate hai, and some people even lift up their backs, their buttocks, they lift that also up when they're making ruku, when in a certain sitting position. We were at Maulana Yunus Patel's place, and Hazrat actually made Maulana Ayub Surti to make sajda on the mimbar. So ruku, sit on the mimbar so that all can see what is the correct method. Halake masala sirf you hai, when in actual fact, a person who has the proper knowledge, the masala of making ruku, when in a sitting position, is only so much, ke itna jhuke ke sar ghutno ke muqable mein aa jaye, that your head, your forehead comes equal in line with your knees. That is how much you must bend. It is very little, not much at all, like this, just so much. Now your forehead is in line. But you'll see many people going right down. And as Hazrat some say, some people even lift up their backs. So it is almost sajda. It's only that the head hasn't touched the ground. But they are almost there at sajda already. Ruku is something else. Sajda is something else. Say, jubuhat asani. It is very easy and you don't put yourself to any difficult. Ilme sahi se aram uthaye. By having proper knowledge, stay with ease, stay with comfort. Why put yourselves to so much difficulty? Your stomach is pressing, now suddenly your wuzu wants to break. You are pressing all the wind out of your stomach. From where is the wind going to come up? Now you got another problem. No, with ease, just properly. How? Not, according to ad-deen yusran. Deen is easy. Yuridullahu bikum al-yusra. Allah wants to make your life easy for me, for you. فَإِنْ رَكَعَ جَالِسًا If a person makes ruku and is in a sitting position, يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُحَاذِيَ جَبْهَتُهُ رُكْبَتَيْهِ This is the correct thing, that his forehead must be in line with his knees. لِيَحْصَلُ الرُّكُو So that he has made ruku. وَلَعَلَّ مُرَادُهُ إِنْ حِنَا زَهْرْ عَمَلًا بِالْحَقِيقَةِ لَا أَنَّهُ يُبَالِغُ فِيهِ حَتَّى يَقُونَ قَرِيبًا مِنَ السُّجُودِ And this is that his back must just bend a little bit, not so much that he is almost in sajda. أحسن الفتاوى This is in أحسن الفتاوى and in تحتاوي also على مراتب الفلاح. May Allah تبارك وتعالى bless us with this realities inshallah. So when we are making ruku in a sitting position, we should remember that bend only so much that when your forehead is in line with your knees. And when you see somebody else, if it is possible, that person won't take offense, you have hope that he will understand, tell him. And if he doesn't, then if you feel otherwise, then it's not compulsory for you to tell him. He might just reject it, he might not want to listen to you, he might start an argument. But if you feel, you can tell him. Or you can build up a relationship and he has confidence in you and you can tell him. Otherwise, then just make dua that Allah must bring the proper knowledge alive. In this kitab of Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum, Ruh Ki Mimariya or Inka Ilaj, we read last week the difference between Rahman and Rahim. Rahman is that mercy of Allah in which there is some difficulty also. Like you have to have bitter medicine or you have to have an operation, you get cut up, you're paying for it also. And Rahim is that mercy of Allah in which there is no difficulty. It is sweet, it is enjoyable, and also like you get shifa. Allah gives you shifa by fruit. That eat this fruit, in there will be your medicine. You enjoy the fruit also, and you get your shifa also. That is Rahim. Yeah, Hazrat explains another thing. Shaitan ka tasarruf aur athar guna karne ke baad uske tariqi aur zulmat mein. When does shaitan has an effect on a person? When can shaitan put all bad thoughts of guna and bring a person to commit guna? Guna karne ke baad, and after committing guna, what is the effect now of shaitan that he had on you? The darkness that comes of that guna which you commit. So Allah, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا Shaitan ne unko phusla diya. Shaitan makes your leg slip. Shaitan makes you slip. Shaitan makes you commit a guna. When? Because of some actions you did before. Now shaitan got a chance to attack you. Jiska unhone iktisab kya, which you had earned before. In other words, like for example, you didn't lock your car. The crooks got a chance. Now they got a chance. Why? You didn't lock your car. You didn't take your precautions. Like that, shaitan gets a chance to make you do wrong when you didn't take your precautions. When you are unmindful of Allah, or whatever else which is discussed here, whenever you haven't taken certain, you did something wrong. Now, like for example, Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi, he went so much out. Where was it? This actual guna of his was not when his eyes fell on that Christian girl. His actual guna was when pride came in him. That we are so great worshippers and these people are so bad. That was the cause. Now shaitan got the cause that look at this girl and look at her now, which he used to say besides, you shouldn't look. But now he got involved in that guna. So when we also get involved in any guna, we must our fajr namaz or whatever else, there is something behind it. For example, with Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say that on one occasion, one student in Darul Uloom Dioban didn't make his fajr. Hazrat reprimanded him very severely. But there was certain thing, Hazrat says, perhaps in my reprimand, that I felt I'm better than him. The next day, I missed my jamaat, fajr jamaat. I missed my whole fajr namaz, I missed. With jamaat and everything, my namaz became qaza. Then I made lot of tawbah. Then the next day, I missed my jamaat. Then I made lot of tawbah. Then I got my namaz again with jamaat. So this, just see that a person, you reprimand, he did wrong. But you went over the limit. And you told him such wrong words that you are so bad, you are whatever it was. And you thought you are better. I make every day for 5, 20, 30 years I'm making my fajr with jamaat. I don't miss my fajr with jamaat at all. And you are so bad. You're a student. For what did you come? What are you learning here? This he said. And there it had effect that you must miss the jamaat, namaz completely also. So always, whatever guna, shaitan gets a chance. When we commit some guna, shaitan gets a chance and we get more involved. And usually the first guna we don't realize. I mean, I think I did a good thing. I reprimanded him. I told him off. I did a good thing. And we think that kuffar are bad. They are doing this. People who are committing sin, we speak bad about them. So we think that we are now pious. But then we get involved in an open guna. Then we realize that we actually now, which now we can't cover up. That other guna we can cover up, we are pious. But now we get involved in a guna. So this ayat is so important. Inna mastazallahumu shaitan. Shaitan makes you to slip, commit and guna. Why? بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُ. What you have done wrong before. Now you gave shaitan the opportunity. Now he got the upper hand on you and he made you commit this open guna now, which you can't cover up and you can't say it's not a guna. And you can't call it a good deed. He'll get you involved in such a open guna. اس آیت کے ذیل میں علامہ آلوسی رحمت اللہ علیہ تحریر کرتے ہیں لِأَنَّا تُورَثُ الظُّلْمَةُ. Because whatever wrong you do, it brings darkness in the heart. وَالشَّيْطَانُ لَا مَجَالَ لَهُ عَلَى إِبْنِ عَادَمْ بِالتَّزِيِّنِ وَالْوَسْوَسَةِ إِلَّا إِذَا وَجَى الظُّلْمَ فِي الْقَلْبِ. And shaitan can never have the upper hand over you. But when does he get? When darkness is in your heart. You committed a guna, now you became unmindful of Allah. You committed a guna. Now shaitan immediately takes this chance. Once there was an ijtima in Maritzburg, and for some reason we wanted to leave very early, so immediately after the dua we came to the car. And we saw a number of small boys passing all the cars. They knew people are packing their cars, and many people, somebody will put their bedding in the boot, and they will leave it open for the other person. When you come, you put yours. So they were checking every car, that wherever they get a chance, which car is left open, they will get a chance to take and steal those things. So this is how shaitan, the minute you drop your precaution and your guard, shaitan is there. He's looking for his chance, and he will take the chance. So the minute we make bad nazri, shaitan is, I'm going to leave you now. Now darkness came in your eyes, in your heart. He'll take advantage of you and let you commit a more bigger guna. Now you'll find you want to speak to that woman. Now you'll find that you want to go further also. When it starts with this, so be on your guard all the time. A person who's on his guard, shaitan doesn't even come near that person. Kyunki guna se dil mein andhera paida hota hai. اور شیطان کی طاقت آدم علیہ السلام کے اولاد پر برے اعمال کو مزین کرنے اور گناہ کے وساوس ڈالنے کی نہیں ہوتی جب تک کہ اس کو ان کے دل میں اندھیرا گناہ نہ ملے. Because شیطان, by committing a guna, darkness has come. Now شیطان gets a chance. There is a soft target. Now this is a person that you can get him easily now. He's off his guard. There is darkness in his heart. Now shaitan will make some guna which you understand. Like that you won't commit that guna. But now shaitan will make it look beautiful to you. Now he'll put waswasa in you. Now you'll go towards that guna. جیسے چمگادر خفاش ہمیشہ اپنی سکونت اور قیام کے لیے اندھیرا چاہتا ہے. Like a bat. Bat never comes out in the light. And it never looks for a lighted place. It looks for dark places always. This is what shaitan. Shaitan is that bat. And he looks for the dark heart. That heart which has got darkness. You did something wrong. Darkness came in your heart. Shaitan says, this is where I have to go. And then Shaitan wants to come to you. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ The front part of the ayah. اور تحقیق کے حق تعالی شانوں نے ان کو معاف فرما دیا. When a person makes tawbah and he asks Allah forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. عفوة کیا ہے؟ وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ What is عفوة? مَحْوَى الْجَرِيمَ بِالتَّوْبَةِ That Allah Ta'ala rubs out. What is afwa? What is the forgiveness of Allah? Where the word there comes also, maafi also, but where it comes, afwa. The word afwa. It means Allah rubs out that guna because of your tawbah. So whenever you commit a guna, don't delay in making tawbah. The minute you make a tawbah, that darkness now, Allah is going to rub it out. And Allah will put light. Now shaitan won't. You are insan, you do make mistakes. But don't delay in making tawbah. But nazri, immediately make tawbah also. Anything wrong, you said somebody something, and you felt, no, I was a bit too much, make tawbah. Make isale sawab for him also. Then light will remain in your heart, shaitan won't be able to attack you. But when you don't make tawbah, that is now, they find the dark house, and that is where shaitan attacks. Khata ko tawbah se mita dena. That our sins, Allah Ta'ala rubs them out. And when sins are rubbed out, darkness also goes out. What? Tawbah. Chunanche, jab qalb tawbah ki nadamat aur azam al-taqwa ki noor se roshan ho jata hai. Consequently, when the heart now, by the sorrowfulness with tawbah, that why did I commit that? How bad I am. And azam al-taqwa, and you determine, I won't commit the sin ever again in the future, noor se roshan ho jata hai. That heart becomes filled again with noor. Shaitan never comes near even to that heart. Where he sees that, he never comes there. Like Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, somebody told him that it's only Shias, only Sunnis who become Shias. You ever saw, he said that, Bidatis, they become Shias. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib replied and said that Shaitan is not so stupid that he looks for, that he goes to an empty house to steal. He first finds out properly where there is some wealth. Shaitan goes there, where crooks go. Well, they go, they also first do all their homework. And they know which houses to target also. They're not going to waste their time and risk themselves going into an empty house where there is nothing. So where there is no noor in that house, shaitan, what he has got to do? He wants to attack those who have got noor, who have got some wealth in them. So shaitan ke asrat aise dil se khatam ho jate. But those houses that have got this noor of taqwa in their hearts, Allah protects them. Shaitan can't attack them also. Inna Allah ghafoorur rahim. And more in front, Allah Ta'ala then, now because you committed a mistake, you made a guna. Shaitan wanted, but you made tawbah. So, وَلَقَدْ أَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Allah rubbed out that guna, Allah Ta'ala took out that darkness. And after that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحَلِيمٌ Allah Ta'ala is ghafoor also. He has forgiven and is haleem also. بِمُقْتَدَى ذَلِكَ زَهَرَتِ الْمُخَالِفَةَ وَأَرْدَفَتْ بِالتَّوْبَةِ Now, بِمُقْتَدَى ذَلِكَ Because of your tawbah now, Allah Ta'ala has come now, He is ghafoor. He is not only forgiven you, haleem. Allah has been tolerant and kind also to you. Because you opposed your guna, you went wrong to it. And you followed it up. وَرْدَفَتْ بِتَوْبَةِ You followed it up with tawbah. And لِذُهُورِ صِفَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى Now Allah wants to also, wants to make known His qualities of forgiveness. وَمِنْ هُنَا جَاءَ And from here it has come, which is in the hadith, لَوْ لَمْ تَزْنَبُوا If you do not, if nobody commits a sin, لَآتِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِقَوْمٍ يَذْنَبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ Allah will bring a nation who will commit sin. Then Allah will, because Allah wants to show His quality of forgiveness. Allah wants to forgive. So when you commit a sin, insan, you will make a, but don't delay in making tawbah. By making tawbah, that sin is wiped out, that means the darkness is gone. When the darkness is gone, then Allah Ta'ala, now shaitan can't affect you more. So this is a great lesson that Hazrat has given us here, that whenever we commit a sin, by human nature we will could speak harshly, anger, but nazri, these things will happen, but don't delay in making tawbah. And that is again, when you have got conscious contact with Allah and you are conscious, immediately you will make tawbah. When you make tawbah, the darkness is gone, shaitan can't attack you. But if you don't make tawbah, darkness is there. Shaitan is all the time making his gush. Immediately finds us dark, your heart has become dark. And that is where he will attack, and he will get you involved in a much more worse sin. And that is why we see many people going bad. They were so pious, going just down. Many of us, we feel, I'm just going down. And whenever we feel that we are going down, resort to tawbah. That is the best way. When you make tawbah, your heart gets enlightened again. And then shaitan can attack you. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.